All right, welcome back. A quick second segment here tonight. Don't forget, we got Dave Glenn on the other side, the second half hour. We've got Terry Gates with us in studio. But right now, Frank Maloney is going to do the LeClaire Ryan player of the game.
So, for the second straight game, London Perantes, wearing jersey number 32, but number one in your heart, was 8 of 15 from the field, 4 of 8 on three-pointers, 5 of 5 from the free throw line, which is that's good for him. 2 rebounds, only 1 personal foul, 25 total points, 2 assists, sort of a head-scratching 4 TOs, turnovers. But he did all of that in 34 minutes, and he led the Cavaliers. And in the last 3 to 4 minutes of the basketball game, he demonstrated that he's the best player on the court.
Well,
the bull by the horns.
Beyond the player of the game, the play of the game was probably the three that he made to break the 70-70 tie. But then Virginia gets a stop, and he makes a driving move to the basket on the left-hand side
banked
of the basket and banked it in. Not an easy shot.
And it was fouled.
Probably,
but they didn't blow the whistle.
But nevertheless, gave Virginia the 5-point lead, which was enough cushion to get the W down there. So, yeah, great game. Great game for London, an important win for the Hoos.
Well, and the game before that, he had 24 points. These were two of the biggest games he's ever played, because he's propelled Virginia back into the top five of the ACC, helped Virginia position themselves for a stretch run here as they get ready to travel to Boston College, host Georgia Tech, and then against Notre Dame, Villanova, and then hosting Virginia Tech. So that's a tough road.
It's pretty brutal, but he clearly has taken on the role of the go-to guy when they need a basket or they need points or need to make a play. He has realized that, hey, as the lone senior on the team with all the experience he has, he's the guy.
Yeah.
And guess what? 13 shots and 15 shots from the floor. That's how you score 24 and 26 points, isn't it, Frank?
You got to shoot the ball to score.
There you go.
You know, 13 shots, that was like my first half. No, in my dreams, Parky would have let me take 13 shots
and
a half.
You know, when you take that many shots, 6 free throws and 5 free throws with no misses. So, anyway.
Well, yeah, and the good news is the free throw differential was not that great, 16 to 13, because that's been one of the points that Virginia's had to deal with lately is the differential on free throw attempts.
All right, here's your Olympic report from Darren Franta, who could not be in studio tonight. We just didn't have enough microphones. Women's basketball, the Virginia women's team picked up a 62-55 ACC victory over Boston College on Sunday at JPJ, and that was important. That was their first ACC win this year. UVA men's wrestling, number 24 in the nation, now 8-3, closed out the Virginia Duels on Saturday with a 31-11 win over Lock Haven, and then the Cavaliers went 2-1 on Friday in the first day of action with wins over the Citadel and Bucknell. They lost a tight contest with North Dakota State. Don't know their nickname, Hobo. But next big match comes up against Virginia Tech, which is ranked number 5 in the nation.
Yeah, Virginia Tech's pretty good in wrestling these days.
That's on the road. I'm not too worried about Steve Garland. If there's a way to win the match, he'll get the win.
Yeah, he's tough. One enthusiastic guy.
Swimming and diving. The Virginia men and women swimming and diving team swept Virginia Tech on Saturday. So the men and women walked away with their heads held high and their fists in the air and two bad Hokies. All right. Next up for them, they travel to Duke and North Carolina. I know those will be tough matches. All right. Track and field. The Virginia track and field team captured some events down at the Virginia Tech Invitational, and there were a whole slew of teams. And it's hard to tell you all that information without getting crazy. One thing in the NCAA, Hobo and T. Gates, the coaches have voted that they do want an early signing date for football. And I've been saying that this has been necessary forever. They should have had this thing 25, 30 years ago.
Well, I've always wondered why the basketball signing date is before the football signing date.
Makes no sense.
Yeah, but at any rate. So
they're voted that it would be in December. They do not want a summer declaration or early fall. They just want a December date. So
well, December makes sense because a lot of the football season for high school kids is over by then, other than maybe some playoff games.
Yes.
At any rate, I tell you what, let's go ahead and go to the bottom of the hour break. Don't forget, when we come back after these messages, we'll have the ACC Sports Journal guy, our friend Dave Glenn, and we'll talk all sorts of ACC football, basketball, but mostly basketball at this stage. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.